This is Deacon Mike, and today we examine the scripture readings for the third Sunday of Lent. I ask you at this time to turn to the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, and read from chapter 3, verses 1 to 8, and then verses 13 to 15. Today's reading from the book of Exodus, which is the Greek word for departure, is the beginning of the prime event in Jewish history. They're transforming from a collection of 12 nomadic tribes to be an independent nation. Verse 1 tells of Moses leading his father-in-law's flock to Mount Horeb, also known in some traditions as Mount Sinai. Horeb only became known as the mountain of God because of today's event. In verse 4, God calls to Moses from a bush, characteristic of God who even today calls the least expected to become his instrument in surprising ways. God's proclamation, verse 6, I am the God of your fathers, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who has witnessed the affliction of my people. God will again intervene in human history and set us free. Moses, in order to reassure his fellow tribesmen that God has sent him, asks God for his name. For you see, to know another's name is not only to share friendship, but also a way of gaining control of that person. When God replies, I am, God is not giving a name, but instead giving us a characteristic. How can one give a name to that which is above all else? With the use of the present tense, I am, God reassures Moses that he was the divine force of his ancestors, that he is still that force today, and will continue to guide the chosen people for all eternity. For our reading from the New Testament, I ask you to turn to the first letter of the Corinthians, chapter 10, read verses 1 to 6, and then verses 10 to 12. The Christian community at Corinth was established on Paul's second missionary journey. The city was a commercial crossroads, a melting pot of various cults and religions. Paul hears of trouble in this community, of open factionalism, with various Christians following one particular leader. Paul reminds them that just as during the Exodus, when all were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, all will be baptized into Moses, all ate the same spiritual food and drink from the same spiritual rock, some chose to follow God their own ways, sort of doing their own things in their own religion, and they were struck down in the desert. Paul is warning his fellow followers of Christ that to follow is to follow only the way Christ has given them, a way that has been handed down from generation to generation to this day, and that way is to love God and to love your neighbor. The gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you all will perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them. Do you think they were more guilty than anyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There once was a person that had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." From last week's gospel reading in chapter 9 of the Transfiguration, we move ahead today 4 chapters to a discussion between Jesus and a group of gathered followers questioning him about sin. At that time, it was believed that all suffering resulted from sin. The greater the sin, the greater the suffering. Of the 2 incidents mentioned the Galileans executed by Pilate, of the 18 killed in the tower collapse, there is no outside record of these events. The main point Jesus is trying to make is in verse 3 and 5. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. Neither group were greater sinners than anyone else. But the underlying truth is that we may not have as much time to repent as we think. We conclude today's passage with the parable of the fig tree, a symbol of the Old Testament. The gardener begs the owner for time, hoping it will bear fruit after receiving more care. The time Jesus has already spent on earth does not seem to be bearing fruit. This is a warning to the people of Jerusalem, as it is for us. Time is short, and God's patience with us will eventually end. The time to change is now. This is Deacon Mike, reminding you to live the Word.